Welcome to September, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on September 1st, 2020. Big day. Hey, I guess almost everybody's back to school now. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Welcome to Education Talk Radio, Pre-K-12 edition, obviously. We got this seat of my good friends from the State Ed Tech Directors Association. Christine Fox, their Associate Executive Director, will be representing them. And I've got a special guest, their special guest, if I may, Dr. Jason Roseberry, who's the Chief Innovation Officer at a company called Five Star Technology, which I believe is Indiana-based. We're going to talk about something that's now working in Indiana, and it's hopefully going to be replicated in other states and districts, et cetera, with the funding, but they got to make sure it works in Indiana. And it has to do with something called the e-learning lab, okay, that teaches teachers how to teach online. It is a professional development resource that Five Star developed, okay, with the help of CETA, all right, or vice versa, however you want to say that, and we're going to talk to both groups today. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org. We put a new schedule up every Saturday, and we archive every show over there, and you can scroll down on the homepage, see what's happening the last couple of weeks, this week and the week before, and we also have a past shows icon. And that icon will take you back like a little time machine to 2011. You can listen to any show you want. And amazingly, people do listen to the older shows. I don't know. I guess they do. Welcome to the pandemic. But they do listen. We get a lot of listeners these days to the older shows. More importantly, we want you to be very aware of what we do about equity. And we are the people behind the American Consortium for Equity in Education. It's ACE-ED, and that's the website, ace-ed.org. Free to educators to join up. We want to make your voice heard. We want to make industry voice heard. We want to put the two things together and make things happen. Inequity creates solutions. So please go over. Our magazine is over there. We'll have a new issue out next week of Equity and Access. ACE is, you'll see it right online at ace-ed.org. Flip through. You'll love the current issue. New one will be on out the week of Labor Day next week, our back-to-school issue. But there's all kinds of great information over there about equity. So please, and join in the fun. Join in. It's free. ace-ed.org. Okay, without further ado, let me bring on the ever-lovely Ms. Christine Fox. Christine, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are you? How's Florida?
Doing well. Never fear. Good. It is hot and humid here
in
September.
Yeah, well, it was about 38 degrees here yesterday morning when I woke up here in Maine. How's that make you feel?
Cold. A little jealous, but in January I won't be.
Yes, we'll be down. Don't come up. We'll go down there. Okay. So I'm glad you're okay, Christine. Okay, and Jason, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Jason, it's my pleasure. Please call me Larry, and I'll start with you, my friend. Tell us what Five Star Technology is.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. We are an Indiana-based company. We've been around for over 15 years now.
Well, okay.
Basically, our mission, we are exclusively a K-12 company, so we've been partnering with school districts for the past 15 years just to help them along their digital transformation as they're trying to update those methods and instructional techniques. We've actually been focused on e-learning or remote learning for the past 7 years. Indiana's been pretty forward-thinking. We're not prepared school districts to go towards a pandemic, but we've been doing a lot of work for the past 7 years in like snow days and things like that.
Yeah.
So just some more blended programs.
Think of it as 180 snow days a year, and then we've got the pandemic. There we go.
You know, it applies. It really does.
Unfortunately. Okay. You're Indiana based, and I know this program is directly related to the state of Indiana at this stage. Okay. But does Five Star work with school districts all over the country, or just Indiana?
Absolutely. Over the past 18 months, we've actually led PD in every state in the country. We became a Google partner about that time. And through a lot of that work, we've been out just working with just about everyone as you can imagine right now.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically with Chicago Public Schools and Milwaukee Public Schools. But, yeah, we're very much in demand and trying to just help out as much as we can.
And when you say that, I'll be back to you in a minute, Christine. I just want to give everybody the definition of five-star here. What do you actually do for the schools? I obviously ed tech, yeah. But can you focus that down a little bit so people can understand it? Who knows? Maybe you'll pick up a client or two from the listeners.
Right? We'll take it.
I know.
We refer to it we refer to it as our wraparound PD services. So we're big research buffs, and so we're trying to make sure that we're meeting all the different learning modals that we can. So, you know, we'll have things like this lab that are really taking care of that asynchronous or self-directed learning. But a big part of what we do are actual virtual workshops or on-site workshops back when the world's, normal, where we're working directly with teachers. We've really got a reputation for our stuff being very practical. Our philosophy is we're preparing everything specifically for adult learners, and we want to give them something that they can not only use the next day with their kids, but they can actually pass it down the hall to another teacher and they can use it. And so you're seeing some of that, some of our more synchronous things. And then we even do coaching. In fact, we're an official partner with Google on their coaching program.
Cool.
But we've been working with school districts and have coaches full-time or part-time really for the past 8 years.
Cool. Very good. Okay. It's nice to know you guys. I didn't know your company, so it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate it, Jason. We'll talk a little bit more in a second. Let me swing back to Christine. Christine, what's happening at CETA? And, of course, condolences. Okay, you lost your magnificent executive director a few months ago in a terrible, maybe a month ago now, whatever, in a terrible crash. Okay, Candace, how's things over there? Did I make you cry? I hope not.
No, it's something we're trying to get used to. I guess that's the best way to say it. And I will say that, the CETA family, which it truly is, and you're a part of that, Larry, actually Jason, know Candace personally as well as professionally. So the entire ed tech community has been extremely supportive, which is
They should be. You guys are great. And she was great.
Really helpful. Yeah. And we're, as a team, we're just trying to push through things. I will tell you, shortly after this, I was, the public announcement will be out that I've been named interim executive director as the board makes a decision. Well,
makes
thank
sense.
You.
Makes sense. The right person.
Thank you very much.
That's great news.
So,
okay. Congratulations on that. And you'll carry on Candace's work, et cetera. And see this work, and you know what's going on. You're the right person, Christine. Congratulations, interim.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay.
Yeah.
And
we're
moving on, but let's talk about this. This has to do this e-learning lab to is a professional development resource trying to support teachers teaching them how to teach online. Which March 13th. Okay, the world came to a halt in education, and teachers had not been trained, okay, to teach online. They may have had a few online courses, but that's not the same thing. It's like if you go to the doctor, it doesn't mean you're ready to do surgery, okay? You can't do surgery because you had surgery, all right?
Right.
And there's a lot of pedagogy, a lot of technique to online learning, remote education, et cetera, and the teachers are scrambling. They're challenged, all right? And, of course, CETA, State Ed Tech Director, steps up. Tell us how this all came about with the e-learning lab.
Sure. So in advance of the e-learning lab, last March, March 16th, which was pretty early in the shift to digital, CETA launched the e-learning coalition, and that was a CETA initiative that had some foundation support. And since that time, we have been meeting with state leaders in different sectors, the broadband folks, the instructional materials folks, the Title IIA professional learning, accessibility, et cetera, trying to support them as they're trying to in turn support districts. State education agencies became much more important than they had been, at the end of February 2020, because oftentimes districts really wanted to keep that local control and make their own decisions. But with such extreme shift, they started looking towards their SEAs. And so we're happy to provide this ongoing e-learning coalition that we are developing over time, continuing to update. And then specifically in Indiana, and one of the issues, as you mentioned, is teachers having to make that shift so rapidly. Some districts were much more poised than others because, you know, first you have to have a vision in place and the technology in place, and
that's
then,
right,
of course, the critical pedagogy. And so specifically in Indiana, there was a nonprofit group that released an RFP that was looking to support teachers in Indiana. And so Candace, having worked in Indiana both at the district and
right,
state
she
level.
Was from Evansville. She was from Evansville.
Yes,
right.
Yes. She was very aware of sort of the gaps and the needs of the educators there. And so CETA applied, responded to that RFP in partnership with Five Star. And specifically in Indiana, Candace had worked with Jason and others on that team,
mm-hmm.
and it, so it seemed to be a natural fit. They were also already a CETA partner.
Mm-hmm.
And are Indiana-based, and it was really – it is a truly
nice.
Indiana-driven initiative with funding from – and you're not your classic funders, so it really is corporations that are based mostly in Indianapolis that have specifically dedicated fund to support the educators in Indiana. So I think just the fact that we – consider ourselves leaders in digital learning. Five Star was already in this space providing some PD, and the synergies within the state of Indiana just made a lot of sense for us to apply, and we're very proud that we were awarded the grant.
And I'm sure it's you've done a great job. Jason, would you consider Five Star to be a professional development company? I know they're in ed tech, okay, but is it? Would you say the category is they're expert? You are experts in professional development, right?
Absolutely. I mean, our company is actually been divided into three different departments. Professional development is one of those, but we have 25 people who are full time dedicated to just providing professional development. We also provide engineering
wow.
support for school districts.
Mm-hmm.
And cloud services. And then we have a software team that actually we have a data warehouse called Pivot. And then we also are brand new. We're doing a lot of just data analytics visualization for things like G Suite and looking at that according to your SIS data. And there's been a big demand for that just to kind of measure student engagement since we're in these remote learning.
Oh, yeah.
It's much
brutal.
More difficult to find out if what kids are doing. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. That
we're
is
very
so
well-rounded. Yep, absolutely.
That is so key. I'll use my line like I like to use it. People call this remote learning or distance learning, but I prefer remote education or distance education. And it has to go with what you just said. We're not sure yet, and I know the teachers are doing the best they can. We're not sure kids are learning yet. All right. We have to figure out what they're doing online. Are they engaged? Mm-hmm. Are they learning? How do we assess? Okay,
yep.
And that's what I want to be sure we're doing. It sounds like you guys are well positioned for the world we're in right now. So you're PD experts, okay? So
yes,
now
sir.
All of a sudden, and just like everybody else, although you guys certainly know technology, suddenly you have to create a pedagogy, I assume. You have to help me out here, okay, that teaches teachers how to teach online. That's what we're talking about here, right? Resources to support
right.
digital learning implementation. So how'd your gang come about to do that?
Well, like anything else, we started so many years ago. That was the good news is we had such a head start. And when we started, you know, we really were focused on standards, particularly the ISTE standards. Since
right.
then, we've transitioned more towards those learning forward, and then just what is actually good online teaching standards. But the good news is, you know, we have that as our base. But we've spent now 7 years actually seeing it where the rubber meets the road and seeing what actually works.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, we truly feel that we are experts. We feel like we're leading in this field. And just, you know, after you put in that much time with teachers, you start to just cut through some of the extraneous things. And
that's a nice
some
way
of
to
the,
put it.
The
Thank
theory.
You. Thank you. Some of the bull excrement, yes. some of the bull excrement, I believe is what you were, the word
right.
you were looking for. Yes.
Right.
Cut to the chase.
Yes,
here.
Yes,
you get
exactly.
to know what you're doing. Yes. Okay.
Right. But we see the things, you know, we see some of the tools and some of the strategies that are really the stickiest, and we can go straight at them with some of those and have an impact on with their teachers and with the learning almost immediately. So, and that's our goal. I mean, we're all former educators, former administrators, tech directors. So we come to this from a very personal space.
Wow, well, that's great. Were you involved in a school district, you yourself?
I was. I was a former language arts and theater teacher and then moved to be an administrator at a middle school before I came to work at Five Star 8 years ago.
How interesting. Where were you? If I may, now you got me on that. Where were you?
No, I actually was in Sellersburg, Indiana, down in the southern part of the state, and then I was administrator in Scottsburg, Indiana.
Okay, cool. I've been to Evansville, okay, but I haven't been too much elsewhere in southern Indiana. Were you close to Evansville?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sort of. We're about an hour and a half away. Candace and I always argued over who was in the south. She always said she was more souther than me, I think is how she put it.
But I'll give you both. I'll give you both, bless her heart. You're both souther in Indiana. That's cool. That's a cool part of the world down there. I used to go travel down there on business occasionally. Wow, it's incredible. So if I may – And actually, I want to put the two together. You guys, and I understand you guys know what you're doing at Five Star, okay? So how does CETA, and maybe I'll throw this out and you guys can answer it whichever way you want. How does CETA fit in? Now, Five Star has to develop this program, and I'm asking you seriously, what's CETA got to do with it, okay? Who wants to answer that? Christine?
Sure. So, you know, first responding to the RFP, you know, we're a nonprofit, so we have sort of that neutral space inside of the state. Also, we were able to give some guidance from our experiences in other states and the professional learning research that we've done. So CETA staff, including Candace, definitely has given input on the development. And now over time, we're giving input on the resources that are being provided, connecting with various partners. For example, we work with the AIM Center and really, you know, including information and accessibility, which I know is a passion of yours as well. Connecting with the resources of partners that, you know, maybe Five Star hadn't connected with, as well, providing whatever available resources for educators are out there that are at no cost, that are available. For example, you know, if you want to learn how to use a specific digital tool, Five Star has already curated a ton of resources with video clips and how-tos, but then we have other partners that have done that and have resources that are at no cost to teachers. For example, we work with Esri, the folks that do the GIS mapping. They have a big footprint in the K-12 space, and so we're able to make those connections and enhance and expand, you know, on that national level. And Jason, if you want to add to that.
Jason, it's interesting. I'm going to add to it in the form of a question. So you take the CETA resources, okay? Now, of course, you have your own resources, and you put it together, okay? Then what happens? How does it become a thing people can use? That's the best way to put it. A thing. There's a technical term for you. Yeah, thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I echo what Christine said. I think they brought more of that national look at things that were happening outside of Indiana. And when you bring it both together, we see resources that are like you said, just like very timely. They're that just-in-time learning, not the just-in-case. You see lesson ideas. We're not trying to do a comprehensive lesson plan, but this was something that Candace, especially through this process, was really big about, was this has to just be models of possibilities for teachers. They know their curriculum. They want to teach their curriculum. They just need to learn how to adapt it to an online or remote distance setting. And so what we have in here are some just exemplar lesson ideas as well. And the third part, and CETA was huge with this because they put us in touch with one of their partners, Participate. We have a community of practice in here. And they're completely embedded, single sign-on. Feels like you're still part of the same software. But we've actually partnered with them to make sure we're doing research-based community forums. And these are just places where teachers can go and administrators and actually parents as well can come in and you know, share struggles they're having. They could share anything that might be, you know, on their minds, and they can support each other.
What has come up? Okay, I know there's a community note board, question answer, a help desk, et cetera. And believe me, Five Star and Cedar working together did the very best you could, okay? And I'm sure it's wonderful, okay? My question is, what has come up? Did you find that you were missing something obvious, the usual question, okay? Or what has been the thing that has come up the most as the teachers are working with it? And by the way, when did this launch? Yeah. We better ask that question. When did it launch? That's a good question.
Yeah, we actually launched the end of July. We turned this around in 4 weeks. Which must be some kind of record. So from RFP awarded to launch. And so we've definitely been building the airplane while it's in motion. And Larry, I'll tell you, it's gone, I'm knocking on wood, it has gone amazingly smooth from the development side. We really haven't seen any of those mass breakdowns or bugs that you usually see with software. But I will say the number one problem, and this is always, you know, what we found as well, even though this is absolutely 100% free for Indiana teachers and parents, getting the word out is the most difficult thing for teachers. And so usage is something we're spending. In fact, we ended up putting a full-time person beyond the RFP just on marketing this within the state, because teachers are so busy that they don't have time for even something that can help them.
The truth, and you know this, they are – everybody, including, I'll take it right up, teachers through superintendents, they are inundated right now. Okay? And sometimes they miss the good stuff. Okay? Because they're just inundated. That's the only way I can describe it. All right? And so how much usage are you getting now? What's the next step to make sure that we get more people out? And I'm glad I'm helping doing that a little bit today anyway.
No, absolutely. It's on the positive trend. You know, we had this initial surge. As you can imagine, we had a nice big press release. And when it was announced, you know, the partnership with the group that funded this is the Richard Fairbanks Foundation. Claire Feeding Green's their exec director. They actually also secured funding from the college football playoffs. And that got a fair amount of rustling of attention as well. And there's more to come on that. But since then, you know, right after the launch, there was a little bit of a drop off, and school in Indiana is in full swing. We're about ready to finish the first month, actually.
Yeah, where are they? Are they
districts.
Mostly remote? Are they half remote? What's the word on most Indiana schools?
It's a half little of everything. Yeah, really, we got hybrid, we got in person, we got online. You name it, we're doing it.
Yeah, and as I like to say, everybody's 100% wrong and everybody's 100% right. Nobody knows what they're doing yet. Let's play it by ear and do the best we can, okay? Give it the old college try, speaking of college football, okay? So what's the next step?
That's exactly
this is
right.
An important question. What's the next step in your marketing approach to get this out there? Okay, and I know CETA certainly can help, but nobody's paying attention to anybody's emails these days. They're so darn busy. Okay, Jason, is the marketing is falling on you? I assume CETA's helping. Okay, so I'll just let you finish that and go over to Christine. But how was you letting the teachers know? What's the word on that right now?
Yeah, we have a full-time team just focused on that, on the marketing of this. So we are doing some major things with social media. We're trying to highlight the things that are the easiest wins, like the live chat with an e-learning coach. There's, you know, daily virtual workshops that are only 30 minutes apiece that are offered. So we're trying to get some easy wins there. So we have email campaigns. We have some contests going. You know, we're reaching out to influencers within the state to ask them to share. Eventually, we plan to just go basically district by district and call them and ask for a time to set up with their staff and just introduce it to them, right? Because whatever it takes to get this out there, because we see the value and we want to make sure we're able to celebrate and support these teachers the way they deserve it.
They do deserve it. And I'm just curious on this. Have you talked to the local news stations and gotten on the air on the local news?
We did, yes, Larry. Absolutely. We got a great deal of coverage at the launch. Since then, I guess it's just you. So hopefully they'll come back around here before too long and give us some more attention again.
Well, I certainly hope, because this is well-deserving. CETA, how's Christine working on this? Let's try that question a different way. Christine, how's CETA working on this, getting the word out?
Sure. So, one is connecting with our partners like you, Larry, and EduTalk
Radio. Always happy to help you. You know that. You know that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, connecting with, you know, contacts in Indiana that maybe these folks haven't worked with, specifically the accessibility group Pattens, which is the they run accessibility resources for educators, some of the Title IIA folks that we work with specifically. And then we're also, as I briefly mentioned, connecting with our partners. So lots of CETA partners, not only, you know, connecting like with Participate, but also they have specific contacts in Indiana. If they have resources that, that teachers can leverage at no cost, then we can ask, you know, connect with them and ask them to connect with the educators that they're working with. And then Jason Bailey on our team also is from Evansville. He worked with Candace at the state agency, and so he has a lot of direct state-level connections within the Indiana educational community. And so he's really leveraging those personal and professional contacts too. So we're trying to help with that. And then, as you mentioned at the top, we're also talking to other states. So we did have an overview of this with other state leaders, Five Stars meeting with them and CETA directly about, you know, opportunities to have a similar type of system in their state. But it's also a great way to get feedback on, you know, providing an overview or Jason and his team giving a demo. You can get some questions and feedback as well.
It's cool. And what's the website for all this, Christine? Where would somebody go?
I'm going to leave it to is elearninglab.com. But
yeah,
I-N. I-N.
Yeah, I-N. Okay. Yeah, I-N, elearninglab.com.
All one word, I-N, elearninglab.com?
That's it.
Okay, like Indiana. Okay, I-N,
yes, sir.
elearninglab.com. Okay, and anybody can go there, right? But they probably can't break in unless they're an Indiana teacher, right? Am I right?
They can go take a peek if they like. Yeah, we return visitors are asked, you know, where they're coming from, because we're tracking analytics and location in the country. But we welcome folks if they want to take a look, and if they have an interest in getting their own e-learning lab, they can reach out. You know, for me, it's, you know, fivestartech.com, fivestartech.com, or they can reach out to CETA as well. We'd love to talk to them.
Yeah, and I really hope they do. And Jay, I'll ask Jason this. I think you'll know. What's and you said it kind of, but I want to get into it. The teachers that are using it, and they are, okay, there are many,
yeah.
I'm sure, not enough, but many. What are they saying?
Oh, my gosh, they love it. I mean, speaking, you mentioned equity. We have teachers at school districts that are, you know, that have never had PD like this before. They've never had the chance to attend a virtual workshop.
Wow.
you know, expert level teachers and true beginners are just having such nice things to say. So we're seeing a lot of traction from that word of mouth. And when we ask them in some of the polling we've done, they just say, we're just so grateful to have anything, just
yeah.
anything
well.
At all.
Yeah, and I must ask, the PD, I mean, there's a difference, okay? I'm going to, was it Sellersburg is where you are, right? Sellersburg?
That's where I'm from. I live in New Albany now.
Okay, well, I'll use New Albany, okay? New Albany, Indiana is a nice community, okay? Their challenges with online learning might be different from downtown Indianapolis or downtown South Bend, which are the bigger cities, okay? You know, and those kids may not have all the access. We talked about access and all that. When you put together your programs, is that kind of thing taken into consideration? Like, and let me ask it a different way.
Yeah.
Will a teacher who's teaching in a lower socioeconomic area, okay, a very rural area, okay, or a very urban area, whatever that case may be, versus a nice suburban area or town, okay, will the resources work for them as well as will the resources work equally
yep.
for everybody? That's what I'm asking.
That's absolutely. So as our experts are putting resources in, you know, as I mentioned, we've worked with, you know, Chicago Public Schools, and we've worked
yeah.
with
right.
like New Albany or Sellersburg, you know, schools. These are all very different. We've worked with schools, you know, across the spectrum. So anything that makes it into the lab are resources and ideas that can be utilized that we've seen and we know can be utilized by anyone, and it's not going to be over their heads. That being said, we are that is something Christine and Sita have been awesome with, is helping us go more at that and put more diverse resources in and approach that in a slightly different way to be more mindful of accessibility.
You know, this is interesting. And Christine, you can hear me. Maybe we could put something into the magazine, okay, about this. Okay, and
okay.
Really help you guys out. Okay, let's chat on that. All right,
be great.
I'll get
definitely.
Okay, yeah, the mag. Go, Jace. Go over. You can take a look. It's ACE-ED.org, which is our consortium for equity. ACE-ED.org. You can see the magazine is an online journal, and you can see it over
very
there.
Good.
But we'll talk about it. Maybe we can get you in there. All right, or certainly on
awesome.
The website. Okay?
Okay,
but I'd love to help you guys.
Wonderful. Thank
you. The last thing I want to ask you is, we've been talking about Indiana, okay? We're just surrounded by about 75 million states. I think it's got more states surrounding it than any other state. Am I right? I think it is. Right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Darn close, okay? It's like Switzerland, you know? Everything's attached to it in some way. Okay, so anyway, what happens? By the way, I live in the exact opposite. Maine touches only one other state. We're the only ones, New Hampshire. I live in Maine. The only state we touch is New Hampshire. The rest of it's Canada and the ocean. Okay, but at any rate, all that being said, all right, Christine, what's happening as we move this out? Or maybe, and you can swing it over to Jason if you want, but can Five Star build this for any state or – that's a good idea. Christine, I'll start with you. What's the word? Yeah.
Yes. So we have connected with multiple states, and we've been sharing the concept. And then, you know, talking to them about the best way. Every state's unique, as you mentioned. And being down here in South Florida, although Florida touches more than one state,
it
takes me 5 hours to get to another state. So.
Yes, I know.
And so we're talking to them in different ways. You know, is it important to focus on the high needs districts first? Do they have pockets where this might make the most sense? Some states are still, you know, evaluating how to leverage their CARES Act funding. And so, you know, it's a matter of this is a tool. There are many bells and whistles based on the way this is developed, especially that live chat I think is so incredible. You know, they have also community facilitators for different subject areas and grade levels.
Oh, good.
Which is in their actual teachers from Indiana. So we did talk to another state, and they said, well, if we did this, we want our teachers, right? So
yeah.
Those are the kind of things. And, you know, the more customizing, the more valuable, but of also,
more
it
cost.
Takes more work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I know
like
that.
Buying a car.
Yep. Exactly.
You get the basic or
exactly.
You get the deluxe. Okay, it's like buying a hamburger at Burger King. You can get the basic, you can get the deluxe. It costs more. It pays to get the deluxe. Okay?
Right.
Trust me, you'll pay me now or pay me later. Okay? But the point is, and I think this is the key, all right? We talk about a lot of things online, all the companies, et cetera, but we have how do I want to say this right? In some ways, we have neglected the educators. Okay, we just expect them, now they're teachers, they can teach online. No, I'm sorry, that doesn't work that way. Okay, a car mechanic can't do would be an airplane mechanic. Okay, it's that simple. It's a different thing. All right, and what we're asking of teachers is tremendous, and what you guys are doing in regard to that, providing the resources that help teachers teach, not help kids learn, help the pedagogy. That's really what we're talking about here, help the techniques. Okay, that's what we're talking about here, and I can't tell you how important that is these days, because people are challenged and lost in many cases, and they need this, they really do. Congratulations, Jason, you did good.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Do another one of these. There is a chance you may make it to heaven. There you go. All right, you're on
I'll
your way.
It.
Christine is already there. Christine's already marked. For the upward
bound.
Okay, but this goes heavy. All right, so congratulations.
Yep.
All right,
awesome.
This is terrific, guys. Okay, I wish you best of luck, and I will be in touch in a little while. Maybe we can help you out with the website, the magazine, and get even more stuff on this out there. It's extremely important. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you,
so
Larry.
Much.
Let's continue talking. Have a great day.
We will continue talking. Both of you stay safe, Florida and Indiana, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye. Okay. Let's go over this again. Indiana INE Learning Lab. Get a taste of it. This can be done in your school, your district, etc. It's through Five Star Technology. You want to learn more? It's Jay Roseberry, just like it sounds, J the letter, Jay Roseberry at fivestartech.com, T-E-C-H, okay? He's down there. Christina's at CETA, S-E-T-D-A, State EdTech Directors Association, CETA.org. All right, this is important, okay? So if you're a teacher, tell your superintendent, okay? If you're a superintendent, tell your school board. Okay, this stuff's really important. Call the state. All right. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We'll tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. Thank you so much for listening today. Please join our consortium at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.